Well, when NASS released their early season crop reports, marketers took them with a grain of salt and claimed we couldn't have a clear sense about this year's crop until the September report. Well, this Thursday, that report comes out, and according to Lance Honing with the USDA, he says they've increased the sample size that included farmers to make sure the survey was as accurate as could be.
We actually contacted about 11,500 farmers across the country asking what you expect your yields to be.
Horning says because there's been so many question marks about the size of this crop, they've actually doubled the number of samples they're going to be looking at.
Corn, it's just over 1,900 samples in 10 states. Soybeans, over 1,800 in 11 states. But maybe even more important than that, the crop is a month more mature than it was back in August, so that information becoming much more valuable to us this month.
Well, in previewing the crop, people feel that the corn crop might be a little bit better than earlier anticipated, but the big question mark is around the soybean crop. Now, previously, weather in the eastern grain belt made a relatively trouble-free year for crop disease, especially when you talked about beans. But now we're getting reports of brown stem and sudden death syndrome, which certainly could have an impact on the total crop.
We are now starting to see sudden death syndrome show up across the soybean field. And brown stem rot is another disease that we see out there, sometimes associated with SDS.
And House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas says he doesn't like playing political games when it comes to our nation's farm bill. He's heard the report that some people are working on a two-year extension of the farm bill in an attempt to slow the bill's consideration until it can be written by different leadership. Now, there are some that would like to see Lucas removed as the chair of the House Ag Committee, and his current chairmanship does conclude in 2014. But Lucas says he might just seek re-election in 2014, and if the farm bill doesn't pass, he says he's going to go to the Republican Steering Committee to ask for an extension to get the farm bill done. However, he said he still does feel a farm bill can be written this calendar year, but he says he may need the assistance of the president and key political leaders.
This is one of those issues where, while the conference committee will sort out the commodity title, what kind of safety nets we have, when it comes down to that final nutrition number, or which policies create that number, we may have to have some help from on high. This may require the president, the majority leader, and the speaker to step in. And in conference committee reports in the past, ag and non-ag bill alike, sometimes that has to happen.
Well, checking out the happenings of the market front, butter picked up a penny to $1.44 while all was quiet for cheese. Blocks remaining at $1.81, barrels $1.80. Class 3 prices mostly lower with the exception of September, up 7 to $18.13. October off 3 at $17.83. November down to $17.41. And December dropped 6 to $16.77. Near term, both corn and beans much lower. September corn off 14 and a quarter to 477 and three quarters of a cent. December down to 463 and three quarters of a cent. Beans for September drop over 32 cents to 1403 and one quarter of a cent. November down to 1356 and one quarter of a cent per bushel, while September wheat drops 6 1/4 to 628 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. Your livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 80 to 95, most of the slaughter cows, 58 to 79. Fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers, 111 to 119. Holstein steers, 96 to 108. Replacement bull calves, 80 to 175. Heifer calves, 60 to 150. Those barrels and gilts, 68 and down. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 40 to 65. And that is your agricultural update. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.